Well, you're right. Might consider that.
Feed
would come in an old sack. We call them grass sacks today. We fed our cow the good feed, cotton seed meal, and corn meal. Back then, it was, I go back again, and it was cheap, we thought, but it's probably as high then as it is today.
Do you think your wife's getting goofy?
Dollar. But we feed her the cotton seed meal because it made rich cream. Get good cream out of the milk. Mom would make butter out of it, and we'd have buttermilk, clabber, make cream cheese out of the clabber, and all of these things were, anyone with the know-how could put it together and stay away from the grocery too much. Just have a little small farm, or more ours wasn't a big farm, it was just more or less what they call truck farming today. We grew our own thing, raised our hogs, milked our cows, had one or two cows all the time.
Would people ever think to put anything in wood barrels?
Well, we didn't ever put anything in wooden barrels. Some of the old people that would get around and maybe make a little liquor or something, they had those wooden barrels to age it in, but
Bill, you had flour coming in the barrel.
Well, we had our flour in a barrel, but it wasn't a tight barrel he's speaking of, I don't believe.
What about nails? They would come in.
Nail would come in a little old nail keg, wooden nail keg. I've had one in the back now with a rat hole in it. And I used it for little metal staves. Now, later on, they had little wire staves. But early part of our days, they had a stave about an inch and a half or 2 inches wide. And the old keg, they were pretty good barrels, made out of oak.
Hook.
Well, some of the early settlers around, we didn't ever go into that weaving business. But sometimes we'd pick up one, maybe what somebody had weaved a clothes basket and might swap them something for it, or Dad would pick up one and maybe in some of his rounds. We kept things like that for clothes. If we didn't have that, we maybe wrap them up in a sheet, tie the ends together, put them in the corner somewhere until we got ready to wash them. Every Monday was wash day.
Now, parts of a wagon, when you had two horses, two wagons, you have a long kind of wooden seat on it.
The old wagon tongue?
And a buggy head.
You, for a single horse, you'd have your what do you call them, trays? Horse trays. I go back again and say, Mama would say zinc. That's what she called them, trays. They're stave, I believe you would call it now.
The wheel, you had a hub.
And a spoke, and you had a wooden rim, and you had a metal